CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagChew portion. And tonight being Saturday night, we're going to begin with Alpha through Delta, but before we do the RF section of the net, we're going to do Echolink stations. We do have an Echolink station and any brand new amateur radio operators. And then we'll get to the pre-net check-in list. So Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Please check in Kilo X-Ray 4, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. My name's John. QTH is North Spartanburg, and be negative and negative.
Okay, net control would like to recognize KX4WTF. That's John in North Spartanburg. Good to have you with us tonight, John. You sounded really good. You've got your Echolink station tuned in very nicely. Mine sounds really good. Sounds like you're sitting right here in the room with me. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Hope you're having a great weekend. And do we have any brand new amateur radio operators? John was the only one on Echolink. Do we have any brand new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net before and aren't really sure of the protocol, but would like to check into the net? Just throw your call sign out there and I'll do the rest. Okay, it looks like we don't have any brand new amateur radio operators this evening, at least none that have worked up the curves to squeeze the mic for the first time, and that does take a while. It took me a long time when I was learning to get up the courage to do that, so I understand how that is. Let's see, we're going to go ahead. We're going to go through the pre-net check-in list. Net control would like to recognize W4FCM. That's Fred. He's in Travelers Rest. Bring with him in for IEI. That's Miss Isla. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. If you're listening, tell Miss Isla we said hello. K4XMR, that's Mel over in Prosperity. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mel. KG4PFI, that's Don. Bring with him. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda. They're over in Piedmont. Appreciate you being there tonight, Don. Tell Miss Linda we said hello. N4ASW, that is Tony, who is in Asheville, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Tony. W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville. KI4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock. KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville. KJ4UHF, that's Jack in Greenville. KW4TS, that's Jim in Pelzer. K4OSH, that's Pat in Baldwin. K4WAC, that's Bill in South Charlotte. KX4YM, that's Scott over in Greenville. Good to have you guys with us tonight. Appreciate you taking the time to use the pre-net check-in capability. That's what it's there for. And we did have another Echolink station, one more Echolink station joined, so we're going to give them an opportunity, and then we'll dive into the RF. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Net control, good evening. This is Alpha Alpha 4, Golf Hotel Gus, calling from temporary QTH, Indianapolis, Indiana.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize AA4GH. That's Gus, who used to be down in Florida and who is now in Indianapolis, Indiana. Temporarily, anyway. Good to have you with us tonight, Gus. Hope you're enjoying the weekend and do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Tonight being Saturday night, we're going to begin the RF section with Alpha through Delta. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with A through D and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW.
Dave,
please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be in and out tonight, Dave. 73 to you, and all on the net.
W4DJW, if you and your family are doing good, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good weekend.
DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo Mike for Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Control. Check in November 4, Alpha Hotel, Oscar, N4. AHO, this is Doug in Walhalla. Doug in Walhalla. Negative and negative, but I reserve the right to become positive later. If I can back here. 73 to the net.
All right, that's a good start to the net tonight. Net control, like to recognize KK4DMW, that's Rick, bringing with him KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. All over in Piedmont, and they are short time this evening, so feel free to secure at your leisure. Rick, tell Miss Lorena and Miss Michelle we said hello, and we do appreciate you taking the time to stop by this evening. And KB2BYQ, that's Dave over in Easley, coming in rock solid, as usual. Good to have you this night, Dave. You sounded good. KM4BLH, that's Kurt over in Greenville as well. Rock solid as well. Good to have you this night, Kurt. Hope you're doing well. And N4AHO, that's Doug, who is negative and negative and reserves the right to shed a negative electron and become positive. So we'll be waiting for that, Doug, if that moment happens. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W. November 4, Hotel Foxtrot Oscar, N4. HFO, Jeff in West Asheville. I'll be in it after 9, 73.
Okay, net control, like to recognize N4HFO. That is Jeff in West Asheville this evening. Good to have you this night, Jeff. You're sounding good. Do appreciate you taking time to be with us this evening. And let's see, one more call, Alpha through Delta, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we've got first shift version of Alpha through Delta, so we'll go to the first shift version of Echo through Hotel. If the first letter in your suffix begins with E through H and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic today. Not Dave. Good to hear you calling it.
For DJW. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4 EZN, Harry and Candler. Having a good night. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you a lot, Dave.
Okay, net control, like to recognize KO4HKX. That is Patrick. He is our Sunday night net control operator from Penrose, North Carolina. You sounding good, Patrick. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. KC4EZN, that's Harry from across the other side of North Carolina and Candler in North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Harry. You sounding good all the way over there on the other side. And appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening as well. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that's a small group. Maybe they're all hanging out for second shift. We'll go ahead and bump it up to the India Through Lima group. If the first letter in your suffix begins with I through L and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Hello, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James. I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
4DJW. Again, November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, Portable, and Campobello, negative and negative.
Yeah. And Miss Amy, both are well. Please check in, Whiskey 4. India Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Amy, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
DJW, please check in. Kilo. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
All right, that's a good group. Net Control Electric recognizes KK4JFO. That's James sounding good as usual from the mountaintop over there in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, James. Hope you're doing well. And for JBM, that is Jerry. He's portable in Campobello. Good to have you with us tonight, Jerry. You're sounding good on that power portable. It's working good for you. W4IOE, that's Sid. He's over in Fletcher, North Carolina. And he calls the 146.64 net on Sundays at 8 o'clock. With a PL tone of 91.5, 146.64. Just a click or two up from where we are right now. Stop by with Sid tomorrow night at 8 o'clock on 146.64, PL tone of 91.5. I'm sure he would appreciate that, and I'm sure you'll enjoy his net as well. And if you get there an hour early, you can play around with some slow scan TV. They don't do that every time, but sometimes they do that an hour before his net. Used to be an hour after, now it's an hour before. But Sid, we do appreciate you being with us this evening. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello, and take care. Stay safe. And KK4JBQ, that's Larry bringing him KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Larry, I had both of you checked in before you made it to the queue in your call. Do appreciate you giving us net control operators a break every now and then by taking your time. That's very nice. That's very considerate of you to do that, and it's very much appreciated. Do you have any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. All right, well, we're walking through the alphabet pretty quick tonight. We're halfway there. Net Control Electric, oh no. We're gonna bump it up to the Mike through Papa group, station with the first letter in their suffix that starts with M through P, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Hey, in the net, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. KO4NUE. Please also check in my wife. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa IP. That's Chad Nana in Campobello. We'll be in and out tonight, Dave. Thank you for all you do.
Okay, Net Control like to recognize KO4NUE. That is Chad bringing with him KO4RYP. That's Miss Anna. They're over in Campobello, South Carolina. Chad, hope you've had a wonderful day, a wonderful start to your weekend. Tell Miss Anna we said hello and do appreciate you, all that you and Anna do. Chad is our Tuesday night net control operators, sometimes on Saturdays and sometimes fill in. And Anna is one of our two Monday night net control operators. So we do appreciate all that you do as well, Chad. You and Miss Anna both. Hope you guys are having a wonderful weekend. We have another Echolink station, so we're going to take a pause for Echolink stations. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Hello, Dave. Net Control. This is W4NGU. Phil in Boiling Springs, negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control would like to recognize W4, never give up, NGU. That's Phil over in Boiling Springs. Sounding very good on that echo link there, Phil. You got that dialed in nicely. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Hope you're doing well. Let's see, we are in the Mike through Papa group, stations with the first letter in their suffix. That is a M through a P, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. All right, moving right along, Quebec through Tango. If the first letter in your suffix is a Q through a T, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W. K4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4 all W. Bridge and Grable. Negative, negative.
4DJW. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLD, this is Chris. I'm in Liberty, actually on a handy talk tonight, and I'll be negative and negative.
For DJW, check in Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta AA1RD. Bob here in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Dave, thanks for all you do, and thanks for running the net tonight, and 73 to all on the net.
Okay, that's a good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4ROW. That's Richard over in Grable. Richard, you sounded good. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. And KO4QLG, that is Chris, who's on a handheld portable. Good to have you this night, Chris. The handheld is doing just fine. Appreciate you taking time to be there. And KC4W, that's Bill, who's using the pre-net check-in and it's kind of late. That's why it pays to click that pre-net button throughout the net. You pull one in every now and then. So, Bill, thanks for using it. Better late than never. Hope you're doing well. That's Bill in Anderson, KC4W. And AA1RD, that is Bob down in Piedmont. Good to have you with us tonight, Bob. You sounded good as usual. Do appreciate you taking time to check into the net this evening. And we appreciate all that you do as well, which is a lot. Appreciate you very much. I see we've got another EchoLink station, so let's take another break for EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Good evening, Dave. Thank you for calling the net tonight. So thank you for all the work that you do as a net manager. Please check in my large group, Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha, KA3JCA, it's Richard. I bring along my wife, Kilo Alpha 4, Juliet Charlie Alpha, KA4JCA, my daughter Ashley, Kilo Alpha 4, Alpha Charlie Lima, KA4ACL. We're all from Simpsonville. Also, our club call, Kilo 3, Delta Oscar Victor, K3DOV, will be negative and negative. And thank you again, sir.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KA3JCA. That's Richard. He is our Friday night, one of our two Friday night net control operators. And he's bringing with him KA4JCA, that's Miss Sally, and KA4ACL, that's Miss Ashley, and K3DOV, that's the Upstate Amateur Radio Club, all located in Simpsonville, South Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Richard. Tell Miss Sally and Miss Ashley we said hello, and do appreciate you taking the time to stop by this evening. Hope you, Miss Sally and Miss Ashley, are having a wonderful weekend. Let's see, we are in the Quebec Through Tango group, stations with the first letter of their call that starts with a Q through a T. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
D8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Edinburgh Brevard, no traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
Okay, next to like to recognize WD8RON. That's Ed sounding great from Brevard this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ed. Hope you're doing well. We're going to go ahead now and move it up to the patient group for a Saturday night, which is the Uniform Through Zulu group. If the first letter in your suffix begins with the letters U through Z and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey Lima Lima. KA5WLL, Leroy Taylor's negative and negative. Thank you for calling that, sir.
DJW. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
Dave, net control. You guys got me already on the e-check-in. I was a little late. This is KO4ZEW, Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey. Ben as in Benjamin, Simpsonville, South Carolina.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KA5WLL. That's Leroy over in Taylor's. You're sounding good as usual, Leroy. Do appreciate you taking the time to be here. And K4XB, that's Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Good to have you as night, Tommy. You're sounding good as usual. Yes, Ben, I do have you checked in earlier, and I can only get credit for you once. I'd love to take credit for you multiple times, but I can't do it. But I appreciate you letting me know. I used to not have a check in the software that I used to log, and now I do. So now if I try to log you twice, it says, no, can't do that. You're already there. Anyway, appreciate you being with us, Ben. Take care, and you sounded really good, too, into the repeater this evening. All right, we're going to open it up now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
JW. Dave, Miss Amy in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Amy and all on the net.
DJW, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control Electric recognized KO4JKV. That is Duncan. He is one of our Monday night Net Control operators in Asheville, North Carolina. You sounded good, Duncan. Do appreciate you being with us this evening and hope your weekend is going well. KI4DOS, that's our Wednesday night swap net and net control operator, Gary. Bring with him K3JOY, that's Miss Joy there over in Easley. Gary, tell Miss Joy we said hello and do appreciate you being with us this evening and hope you and Miss Joy are having a fantastic weekend. And KO4PXB, that is Lloyd over in Simpsonville. Good to have you as night, Lloyd. Hope you're doing well as well. And let's see, we do have an Echolink station, another Echolink station. So we're going to take another pause for Echolink station. It's called W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, good evening to you, Dave, and good to get to hear you again. Check in, KA4PQA, that is Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening again to yourself, David, all on the net. No traffic, no roundtable.
Okay, Net Control like to recognize KA4PQA. That is Stephen in Greenwood. Stephen, you make number 50 tonight. Number 50 is the door prize winner. Number 50 is obligated to come by on Wednesday nights and collect their door prize from Gary on the swap net. So you're number 50 for Saturday night. You got to put mark it on your calendar. You got to be back on Wednesday to collect your door prize with Gary. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Hope you're doing well, and hope your weekend is going well for you. Let's see, we're all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, we're at the end of first shift and at the end of second shift, and we don't have any rag chewers. So one last call before I shut down the formal portion of the net. If you'd like to check into the formal portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. If we would have had a rag chewer, we would have had periodic stops between check-ins for rag chews, but we don't have any rag chewers. So we won't be having any periodic stops for check-ins between rag chewers. Have I missed anyone for comments or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW.
JW in Kilo, Quebec 4, Golf India Kilo, Wayne in Etowah. I'm portable and I'm in and out.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KQ4GIK. That's Wayne, who is portable over in Etowah. Good to have you with us tonight, Wayne. Hope all is going well with you. Do appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us this evening. Love to see those KQ calls. All right, keep them coming. Good to see people, new people entering the hobby. One last call. Have I missed anyone for comments or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW. All right, that's going to be an early wrap. We're going to finish at 9:29, right? 29 minutes after the top of the hour. That's kind of quick for net, but it happens. Be sure and stop back by tomorrow night where Patrick will be calling the net tomorrow night, and I'm sure he would appreciate you stopping by, and I'm sure you will have a good time on his net tomorrow night. He calls the Sunday night nets. Please stand by for my net report. Hi, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 and good night.
KK4JBQ, KK4JBQ, KO4NUE, KQ, KO4NUE, no contact, clear.
KO4HKX.
HKX, KO4NUE, what's going on, man?
Just sitting here watching some TV and listening to the net and heard you there. Wanted to see how you was doing.
Back up the car, I guess. I kind of started giving out this afternoon. But other than that, I think I'll be back mid-shelf, I guess, you know, tomorrow, next day, I guess. But I also want to let you know, I got to tell Gary, too, but I sent an email to the Sky One instructor requesting y'all certificates. So I get that straightened out, I'll send them to you.
I appreciate you doing that, but I'm glad to hear you feeling better. Those things can be a little rough.
You know, I started off and bumped my head on the gooseneck trailer, and I thought that was hit a sharp corner on the park light, and I kind of thought that was causing a problem. But as the days went on, it just got worse and worse. But I had an interesting conversation with the doctor at the ER. I go to the ER, and he kind of explained to me how all that worked. And I was afraid that I'm getting my eye. But he explained how, he kind of explained the nerves in your head kind of like trees, I guess, so I could understand it, I guess. But once the virus attaches to, a certain trail of nerves, it'll stay on that pine tree. Yep. It sounds weird, but got pine trees and oak trees and, under your scalp for nerves, and once it gets on the pine tree, it stays on the pine tree. And he said, doctors, we know where those nerves are, so it's on the right tree that's not going to get in your eye. I did have one. I think I've got one showed up in my mouth, but other than that, it's clearing up, and I've got my strength back, so I'm blessed for that. Volante, it was rough week last week.
Look at that. Like I said, I've had them a few years back, and they told me I was too young to have the shot for them. I couldn't do anything about it, and I'd come in too late for them to give me anything for it, so I was on my own.
The bad thing about it, I was at the VA not too long ago, and I hadn't had a checkup since COVID, so I went up there for a checkup, and the nurse says, you're up to date on all your COVID stuff, but we've got a whole array of vaccines here for you. And she said, you want the flu vaccine? I said, nope. You want this vaccine? I said, nope. And she says, okay, well, how about shingles? You want vaccine for shingles? I said, no, ma'am. She said, are you sure? And I said, yes, ma'am. So, right opportunity, I just turned it down, but I won't make that mistake again.
Bad, but hindsight's always 20/20. You just never know. But, like I said, I got them. I guess it was, about 5 years ago when I got them? 5-6 years ago when I had shingles? I was but 41, 42 years old, and they said, nope, you're on your own.
I just was surprised that just how painful that is. I mean, my scalp is still very sore and swollen, sore, but just the flu-like symptoms that came with it. I'll tell you what, Patrick, it just, about 3-4 days, I just flat on my back. And, I mean, I didn't want to talk on radio. That's bad, But I just, it feels good to be able to get up again,
Roger that. And I'm glad to hear you're doing good. I won't hold you. I just wanted to check, see how you're feeling. I didn't have them on my head, so I don't know how bad that is. I had them all down my left side, and boy, that was rough enough.
Not fun at all. But anyway, my man and my daughter went and looked at engagement rings today. So I don't quite know what to think about that, I guess, but it is what it is, I guess.
All you can do is pray about it and be there for them and try to help them all you can and give them the guidance you can. That's about it.
Well, she's excited. And she came home and I was asking a couple questions about it, but my gosh, how expensive those things are, you know. And I got ring for Anna 30 years ago. How long has it been? 30 years? Almost 30 years. My goodness, man. Those things are pricey. I mean, goodness gracious.
For HKX, the KO4NUE. Yeah, they're pricey, I'm sure. I mean, look at what a pound of gold costs now.
Yeah, everything's expensive. But, she took a bunch of pictures and, different sizes. And, I've just never been able to, diamond looks like a diamond to me. You got to get up that close to look at it and see the sparkle. I don't know. Some things I get the details with if I have to, but stuff like that I just don't pay attention to, I guess. But I guess she does, which, I guess that's what she's supposed to do. But anyway, she went and looked at a bunch of them and was kind of excited about it. I told her, she's touring with having a wedding out here. And here at the farm. And I told her tonight, I said, I had a wonderful idea. I said, why don't we come out here if you have a ham shack to take your wedding pictures in. he should have seen the look.
Only imagine the look from her and Anna.
You just imagine your dress, I got a old hammerlet ready in there on the shelf. I don't think she's too impressed.
Probably not. I mean, I know you just built it and just got it up and running and all, but I'm sure it's not what she had in plan for her wedding venue.
Not at all, but we've had a couple weddings out here. Her brother got married out here. He lives in Manhattan. A couple years ago, years ago, they got married out here, and it's a pretty place, and it's a lot of work getting everything set up. We had a band come out and play, and I think I cooked a whole pig and some chickens and things like that. I think her family all drove in from New York. But I don't know all what she's got in mind, but I'm sure when she gets it figured out, I'll be the third one to know, I guess.
That
You'll be the third one to know and the one to open the wallet.
Yeah, well, I picked up a 302 last week. I got it down there in the shop. I'm on. Yeah, wants me to go through it and not looking forward to that, but I think the crankshaft's broke in half, I believe. He didn't say anything about it, but I can rotate the flywheel, and it takes a minute for the whole night boxer to catch up. So usually they break in half like that. It's probably done some damage to the block. I don't know. I'll have to get in there and look pretty close, but I'll put some die indicator on it, see if I can find a crack. I usually can find one, but I don't know what I'm going to find when I open it up.
Roger that. Crank breaks like that. If it's running, them journals are going to swing around and hit the webbing in the block. That ain't going to be good.
Usually puts a crack in them. And that fella contacted me last month. He's watched one of the videos on the Jeep engine build, and he's got a Packard engine, and he says he can't keep rods in it. Has to keep the pulled crankshaft out of it twice. And he says he's taking a die grinder with a sanding pad and trying to get the rods round. myself, oh fella, I don't even know where to start with that. But he lives down in Beaufort. I said, he's up this way, just bring him up here. I'll spend the day with him and we'll straighten him out. But I said, you can't straighten out rods with die grinder, bud. It just ain't gonna work.
Just funny there. Ain't no way that's going to work. And you're still going to have the crank journal, or the rod journal size on the crank to know what to turn them out to or what to put the bearing back to.
Well, I don't normally let people bring pieces and parts in like that because it just... It usually don't end well. And you can't always go by what the grinder says. Normally they're pretty accurate. But, sometimes you get a journalist out from one end to the other. It'd be one or two out, and that's kind of a big deal. You can't just well, crank grinder says it's 10 under. Let me buy a set of 10 under bearings and put in it. That don't work. Most of the time, it doesn't work for me. I don't know why. But I always get the crankshaft back and then measure it. And then you usually have to buy two kits because you can buy 10 under plus one or 10 under minus one, or minus two. And that's usually the way I have to do it because I'm kind of picky about those journals. It's just the life of the engine, But I made a mistake one time at a dirt track racer. Come out here and want me to build an engine for a dirt track. And I won't ever do that again, ever. You just put so much time into it, and he took it to the track he ran it maybe a month, and then brought it back out here in pieces. He said, man, that's the fastest thing I ever run. I mean, he's excited about it. Right? It's literally almost in two pieces, whole block. It just killed me.
If you knew the RPMs they were turning them things at when they come out of the turn there, or went into the turn, it's pretty crazy. I know when I was racing the little 2.3s, it wasn't nothing back then from the C86, 8,800 RPM. By the time I got to the end of the straightaway, I think now they're close to 10,000 RPM on that little four-cylinder.
I just can't. I just take my time with them, and I don't build a whole lot of them, you know. But I just kind of take my time with them. But I hate to see them. I hate to see them abused like that. It's a lot goes into it, and try to put a lot of pride in it, but. Some of them, boy, they just, you know, they don't care. They just want to, I don't care if it gets through one race, you know. I'm thinking, my gosh, man, how can you, you know. I've never been a racer, right? I don't get it. But I guess you get in your blood, I can see, you know, I can see the addiction, I guess. But they don't care if they grenade it, blow it apart. Let's just, you know, let me find another one to start over. And I'm just, man, this is endless.
For HKX with KO4NUE, yeah, I've got one customer. He's got one main engine, and I think he's got three backups that he keeps run at all times.
KO4NUE, what is there? Is there a lot of money in that? I mean, or is it just a hobby?
See a lot of money in it. I know he went just a couple weeks ago and won $5,000 for one race. I think he come home with the win, $5,000 in his pocket.
Okay. Well, more power to him, I guess. But oh boy, I guess if you like that kind of stuff. But I can't see abusing them like that, you know. You spend so much time. I mean, just my goodness, it takes so much time to get things down to a tolerance. And I don't know. I tell you, my favorite is I like working with old Babbitt stuff. I got pretty good at pouring Babbitt. I had one come apart on me one time. I figured out what it was, but I'm going to tell you, that's an art right there. It takes a lot of time, but once you get things figured out. I got a company that I buy the material from, and I think that's neat to be able to pour your own bearing, you know. They're not as hardy as a regular bearing, but, you know, it's amazing what you had to do back in the day. But, that's kind of some old stuff I deal with, but ain't much of that stuff left around anymore, you know.
How much of that left around anymore? I've never messed with it myself. Never actually been around to see anybody do it. But I do know what you're talking about, where you pour the Babbitt bearings. But that's a unique talent, that's for sure.
It's a lot of work. Yeah, a lot of work, and it's expensive. You can get by with, you know, things pretty cheap, but I used to restore old tractors. I got a bunch of old tractors here that I restored over the years. And my grandfather, before he passed away, he gave me an old Caterpillar 15, 1928 model. And he had sat up in that packing shed for, I don't know, 50 years, I guess. And before he died, he won't get running again. So I got it running out a lot, and it was really noisy. And so I took the pan off of it and poured a new bearing for it. I had to send it off. I didn't have any machine tools at the time. I had to send it off to have it fit the size. But, I mean, it still runs. I hadn't started it in a couple years. But we wrote an article to, we got it running, took some pictures. And I wrote an article to the Caterpillar Corporation out in Peoria, Illinois. And they wrote an article about it and sent us a magazine. It made that old man so happy. I don't know, man. I get to missing him sometimes, you know.
That I still got my grandfather with us, and one of them anyway. But he's definitely getting older. I had to go over and help him today with, he's building a little wooden box for his lady friend. And I had to go over today and help him do that. He was just, said, I'm too shaky, I can't cut a straight line.
What's he building, a jewelry box?
It's just like a little plumber's toolbox, just smaller for her, put on her counter there to put stuff in, and so that's what he was working on today.
Okay. Well, I got some, if he's done built it, tell him I got some, well, that's some pretty wood down here off the sawmill. I think I got some hickories, pecan. I think I got some walnut out there. He wants to dial it up a little bit. It's got some wild cherry too. I think that's real pretty hard to deal with. It's hard. But I got a bottle full of it if he needs any of it.
And I'll let him know, and he may be interested in it. He just does little odds and ends here and there for different things. He built my wife and I bassinet when we brought Michael home, and put it all together. We'll pass it on to our grandkids when he decides to have us any.
Well, I got a box that came from my grandfather. I think my mother's got it. It's a kind of a chest, I guess. Mama calls it a diary box. I don't know exactly what that means. It's old, but anyways, he's got a carving on the top of it that says, "Costly thy habit as thy purse can afford." And I was a little kid, I used to ask Mama, what does that mean? And she said, well, when your rich uncle gets out of the poorhouse, you'll figure it out. And I got married and had to start providing a living. I realized we didn't have a rich uncle. So I'll have to remind her of that tomorrow. You know, tomorrow's Mother's Day. I'll have to, I'm going to go swing by there and visit her tomorrow. So I'll remind her of that, if she's still got it.
That tomorrow is Mother's Day, and I hope everybody enjoys it. I don't get to visit mine anymore. Not for a while, anyway.
I think we got three sisters left, I believe. And Mama seems to be in good health, but guess I'll go eat lunch with her tomorrow. Maybe spend the day with her and see what she's got to say. But at any rate, let me get on off here. I'll call you on the phone for a second and talk with you about something. But I'll give you a holler here in a second. KO4HKX, KO4NUE, 73.
KX, 73's Chad. I'm clear.